Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, lots to get to over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bunker, on a great Tuesday, coming off of a great, really, really good, damn it, that's what good football looks sometimes, Monday night football game.
Yeah. Looked a little different than the one we watched.
Yeah,
on
looked a little different, man. And like I said, it's a big week. I know we did all Falcons just then. Obviously, a lot of Falcons news came out, but big weekend of college football coming up. So obviously, we're both excited about that. Washington's like 9 points?
I know.
And I saw that this morning. I was like, oh.
They've crept it down into single digits.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but, but okay.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I'll say this about those guys, about my alma mater. I think they're going to be able to score.
Yeah.
I think.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to score 40 or 50 or whatever, because Ohio State's got a really good defense. But that quarterback can run around.
He's nice.
And he's got a great arm, and he hasn't made any crazy decisions yet. Now, I haven't really played any defenses like that yet. They got a wide receiver in Denzel Boston that's a lot like Rome Odunze. Mm-hmm. And they got a running back who might be one of the 5 best running backs in the
country. Which he is.
Yeah. So, okay. But, all right. And that's going to be great. I don't know what they can do defensively against what Ohio State has. But, yeah, no, it'll be fun. One of the many, obviously probably not the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 game on a lot of people listening to us right now's list, because there's so many good games and so many good games involving local teams here in Atlanta and in the South. But, yeah, I'll be dialed into that one.
Yeah, I know you will, man. I know you will.
We'll be locked in on Saturday.
But, yeah, a great Monday night game. As, like, Detroit just beat the hell out of it. They ran the same damn play.
Yeah.
Inside belly.
Yep.
Over and over.
Yep.
And
they have two really good running backs and the best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I think.
And,
or at least one of them.
At least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they know exactly who they are.
Bludgeon. Same play over and over again. It's the creativity. Because I know there was a whole lot of Ben Johnson, that's what happened. No, they ran to a buzzsaw the first game against Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay's defense is really good.
They ran to a buzzsaw.
They're going to do that to a lot of
the energy
teams
and all those different things. And what's wrong with the offense? And it looked just like Dan Campbell's offense.
They bounced back and went 52 and 38.
Yes, it's Dan Campbell's offense. Mm-hmm. Right? And they got the players to do it and everything. So that was it was fun to watch Baltimore. You know. I mean, they were out 3 of their best defensive players.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore is going to be fine.
They're going to be fine.
Also,
Derrick Henry not going to keep fumbling, right?
I don't think so, but that is weird.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that never fumbles to have 3 of them in the first 3 games and 2 of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, really big kind of game changing. Yeah. But I mean, kind of cost him the game in week one. And then yesterday cost him the ability to make that comeback that they were trying to make. He's never done it before.
I know. It's crazy, huh? Which is crazy.
And I mean, that was a great play by Aiden Hutchinson, just like it was a great play by Ed Oliver in week one. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes guys make great plays.
Yeah, on great players. Yeah. Man. Two great players made those plays. So, it was cool, man. But, yeah, we obviously, Falcons spillover from Saturday, I mean from Sunday afternoon, which was still, and I, Matt, going back to this game, because remember we were talking about nobody beats anybody 30 to nothing. Last time we were in Baltimore, me and my wife, we were coming back from Iceland. We had layover in Baltimore. That was when Baltimore beat them 40 to nothing. You remember that game?
They beat the Lions
40 to nothing. Yeah, because I remember we were in the airport with a lot of Lions fans that were like pissed off about it.
When would that have been?
Like, when did we go to Iceland? 2 years ago, right? Yeah, well, like, I think it was like 2 years ago.
So that was a pretty good Lions
team.
Yeah,
they beat the hell out of the Lions.
All right.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of Lions.
Well, that's actually great to hear because I was thinking to myself this morning.
I had to think about it. I was like, damn, why are we in damn Baltimore like in the airport with a lot of Detroit Lions fans? That when Baltimore just beat the dog hell out of them.
That must have been late in the year.
Oh, God. When it was October?
I don't recall.
It's always October.
Oh, was it? Okay,
yeah,
so it was.
Yeah, it was always, so it's always October. Yeah.
Wasn't that late in the year? Because I was thinking about this yesterday and driving in, because, you know, in the immediate aftermath of a loss like that, you say some pretty strong, and I believe everything I said yesterday, and I know you believe everything you said too. But one thing that wasn't entirely true is saying that people don't get beat 30 to nothing in the NFL.
Right.
It happens. It doesn't happen much, and it doesn't happen to good teams. And that's what I was kind of stuck on this morning was, is there a performance like that that you could think of from a team that's actually not awful that for whatever reason took place, and then the team found a way to use it as a positive?
Okay, different. I'm sorry. It was 38-6. Okay.
38-6. Yeah. Okay, so that is a little bit different.
Yeah.
The last time the Falcons were shut out in a game was actually by the – well, shut out like that. They got shut out by the Patriots, I think, in week early in the season in 21, and they were a really bad team that year, so that wasn't surprising. I think they got shut out in the final game of the season in 2014 by the Panthers, 38-0, and that was the final game of the Mike Smith era. So it has happened to the Falcons, but it's happened to the Falcons when they're truly awful teams. I don't think anybody expected that to be true of this team,
No. And
I still don't know that it is. I hope that it's not, but that doesn't happen to good teams.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I think, you know, and I know a lot of people are talking about the moves that were made as far as up there, Flyer Branch. Zach Robinson is going to come down, coach, from the sidelines, which I've been in both scenarios where they went down, up, and up to down. Okay. I mean, how do you feel comfortable? Do you? Because I know a lot of times, especially when you have a young quarterback, sometimes you want to be right there with the play caller. So that could be it.
I remember they did that with Sark a number of years ago, where it wasn't going great. And then either he was on the field and went up, or he was in the booth and came down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
I mean, he's still calling plays into the headset.
Yes, but maybe, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, again, these are those things where you just try anything, you know, and hopefully that it works. Now, this team was 1-2, and they didn't get beat 30-0, but they got beat 13-9 or something. This wouldn't happen.
Nope.
But it's like a – okay, is it that big of a panic move right now? Or is it just you're trying to do something because you know what the end results will be if you don't get this thing turned around?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, I mean, if it works and they go out there and score, then that would be the reason. Because Zach's down there, blah, he can communicate with everybody and all those different things. All right, fine.
It feels desperate to me. But if it works, then great, and you can point to it and whatever. But it feels like one of those things that, you know, that teams that don't really have an explanation for their struggles do to try to come up with something because they can't explain it. I don't understand it. Firing a wide receiver coach to me feels a lot like firing a third base coach.
Yeah, I think one of the things with that is that they have the. They're the most underwhelming position group this season so far, the wide receiver position. Now, a lot of that has different circumstances. We know Moody's working his way back into it. Drake got a little banged up in game one. And your quarterback's not playing well. And your quarterback's not being consistent when he's throwing the football. So that has a lot to do with it right there. And that's why, you know, people are like, it was a scapegoat and all those different things. I mean, you can look at it that way. I look at it from a standpoint where for all the expectations we had for a position group coming into this season, they're the most underwhelming group of it.
Yeah, like I think to the comparison I was making with what the Braves did is
with Tui Asosopo.
Is I think it two things can be true at once. Like Tui Asosopo was legitimately doing a bad job.
Yes.
Like he was legitimately doing a bad job at third base.
Yes.
That wasn't why they were losing.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because maybe Ike Hilliard's not doing a good job with the wide receivers. Right. They're underwhelming position, all that stuff. That's not why they're losing.
It's a reason, though.
Okay,
it's
part of it.
It's a reason.
And if that fixes it, awesome.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing about it is that you go into a position where, and I tell you, I say this all the time.
He was the wide receiver coach last year.
Yes. Yes, he was. Yes. Okay. But I think, and I can only speak from experience, some of the best, most informed type things of as far as my career when I had a position coach that were quarterback coaches and everything like that, or quarterbacks, had some of my best years, you know. And so that can be one of those things where, you know, he knows these guys, they know him. You know, he worked with them previous year. They came up, you know, Drake London developed and all those different things. So, I mean, you try to, you know, get that old magic back or something like that. You know, I'm not saying that's the cure, end all, be all, just speaking from just personal experience. But I think that, you know, when you look at the expectations, like, again, they're.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
There's reasons why this group has struggled. We're talking about injuries, all those different things. Quarterback not playing well. Quarterback and receiver not on the same page. All those different things. That brings back the whole argument of preseason and all those different things. Well, Mooney wasn't here anyways. You know, so. True. And so I think that when you look at it from that standpoint, they're like, Michael has mechanical issues that need fixed. It's hard as hell to fix mechanical issues in season. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. So. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to figure something out to allow this young man to continue to develop. They're going to have to play better around him. This is when you got to, as a receiver, you got to make the play for him. Yeah, the ball's a little low, but you got to catch it for him. The ball's a little high. You got to find a way to make it. You got to find ways to be in specific spots where it might not call for it to be that way, but he's throwing it right there. And so, again, that comes with familiarity. That comes with playing with each other. And right now, they're throwing everything at the wall because this offense, the defense ain't that big.
The defense has been solid.
The defense is fine.
Like, at times, it's been really good.
Yes.
And overall, it's been solid.
But this offense, and we knew this, I'm saying me and you because we called it. You know, it's good to have the excitement and all those different things. But we kept saying, he's a young quarterback.
Hasn't played much.
And he's playing like a young quarterback right now.
Exactly right.
And when you have a young quarterback, that is the determining factor of whether you are your job.
Yeah, that's why
you got to do anything you can in your mind as a head coach to be like, I got to fix this. Yeah. Maybe this might work.
And you got to do anything in his mind to make him believe it's not him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The reason that's happening is because the guy's got to come on the field.
Yes.
And this guy's not doing a good enough job, so we're going to move that.
100%
And it's
correct.
Not you. It's not you.
No.
You're number eight overall.
Yeah,
you're the future of the franchise, man. You're Michael Penix.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Yep.
You're the man. And hopefully they're right.
Yes.
Because
so
far,
mm-hmm.
it's been trending in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And it is, like you said, some of the sloppy stuff you see is very difficult to fix in 7 days.
Yes.
In the middle of this.
Yes.
When, you know, it starts to really, it's got to feel faster than it did 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it speeds up when things start to go in this direction. And that's why yesterday was such a, again, if it works, awesome. I don't think doing those things or not doing them were really going to change the course of the season. They've got to fix this thing no matter what.
Right.
But just in a vacuum, if you would have just said to me, hey, the Monday of week 4 after week 3, They fire the wide receiver coach. Mm-hmm. Offensive coordinator comes down out of the booth, and they're having their third open kicking competition mm-hmm. of the season so far.
Right.
What do you think they look like? I would say, oh, damn.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That's where they are. Like, you plug those symptoms into football WebMD, the diagnosis is not positive.
No.
You're going to have to get something. And, again, I hope it fixes it. I hope it does. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll definitely see.
A performance like that brings everything into question.
Yes, it does. And it's supposed to. And I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, when you hear Rod saying that he was down on himself, yeah, he's a young player that played like ass. Mm-hmm. You know, but the biggest thing as your team, as his teammates, you got to keep him up, man. You can't – the one thing about young players, especially at that position, once – if it goes like that, and I'm not saying that's going to happen to Michael, not at all. I'm not going to say that. But you got to make sure you keep his confidence up. And keeping his confidence up is us playing better around him also. Mm-hmm. Knowing the fact that it's going to be that
yep.
sometimes.
Yep.
But yet, I still sometimes, and they always say do your job and all those different things, which is right for some. Sometimes you got to go above and beyond to do your job in order to help out.
Put him in the best position to succeed.
That's it. That's all you can do.
I just feel like the best position would be
hand it to number 7.
Give it to number 7 yeah. more, and put 89 out there blocking for him.
You believe in this little thing I just saw maybe a couple days ago that you know, Youngway Koo, the number switch.
Oh, because Youngway, when he was 6, he was better.
Number
no, when
7.
He was 7,
yeah.
he was better.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Huh.
Yeah. Thought about it myself.
So. I thought you were going to ask me if I thought the rapture was coming today. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. It probably feels like it over there in Flowery Branch.
Yeah, man, sure do.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.